different angle. We think of kavana, we usually think of heartfelt emotion. So we understand we need to prime our emotions, become inspired. We obviously understand focus. If our mind is someplace else, it certainly is not kavana. But there's another aspect of what's required for kavana, what's included in kavana, that I think we don't quite understand. And I think a day like this adds a lot to it. I want to basically read two Rishonim that discuss this point. I'll focus just on the point that they make. The first one is in Ibn Ezra. I'm always moved when Rishonim that have been classified and cataloged by the people who do these things as being a rationalist and obviously Chas v'Shalom not emotional and so on. So Ibn Ezra is usually classified by all respectable academics as such, and when he writes something that is powerful as what he writes, it's really very moving. He speaks on the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. It says that Moshe went up to Shemayim, stayed there 40 days. So he says, Reke moach yitmehu, empty-headed people are bothered by a question. What did he do 40 days and 40 nights? I guess that many Yomi Yuns up there, that I would assume. V'lo yodu, they don't realize, im yamot shamim Hashem kemispa hazeh, v'keiful kiflo yishanim, if it would be 40 times 40 years, lo yuchal adas chelek me'elef ma'is Hashem drochav, he wouldn't be able to comprehend a thousandth of Hashem's ma'isim. V'sod kol ha'mitzvah shetzivohu, and the depth of all the mitzvahs that they were taught. So the amount of time to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways is really infinite. And then he says, the mistake that these people make, they think that the main element of the mitzvah is the act, the deed. It's the heart, it's a depth of heart in the mitzvah that is paramount. And it's not clear quite those words, but it means basically everything else is just to get you into the mood, into the mode of it, and so on. V'chein kosov, he brings Pichavav Chalasoso, and the Gemara that Rachmana Liba Boy. So that has to do with heart and neshama. Rachmana Liba Boy, Hashem needs your heart. V'shorish kol ha-mitzvahs, the root of all mitzvahs is the love of Hashem, atchiyavas Hashem chol nafsho v'yadovik bo. V'ze lo yesholem, that cannot possibly be done. Im lo yakir ma'isa Hashem b'alyon mushfelim v'yedad rachav. It's impossible to love somebody if you don't know him. I once a very touching story. It's many years ago in the Meir Yeshiva. Somebody got married, a young couple. They came like 2 weeks after the Sheva Brachas from America. He had learned Yeshiva as a bochur and came back. His wife became ill 2 weeks later. And within a few months, she passed away. Very tragic. But at the Levaya, so there was the husband, and there was a first cousin who was very close, somebody I knew, a boy in yeshiva. And he was telling me, you know, the husband is the closest relative, but he didn't know her. He didn't know her. I grew up 20 years with her. And it was a very kind of, you know, it was emotionally very hard to try to sort it out a bit. What does it mean you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you know nothing about him? The Navi says the only thing a person is rightfully proud of is understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oz yizbaralo kashem osa chesed mishpat etztoka ba'aretz. And that's when he begins to understand what it means, the God who's just, the God who's kind. If I don't understand kindness, don't understand justice the way Hashem understands it, then how do I understand him as the ultimate good and the ultimate just? And then he says, so I'm skipping a few lines, Moshe, who 40 years was a prophet, v'omad besodos rabo shegil Hashem bar Sinai, he knew so many deep things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed him in Sinai, And before his death, after 120 years, he says, you have just begun to show me yourself. It's not an exaggeration. It's not a form of speech, not a metaphor. Because Hashem's greatness knows no bounds. So what I see in Ibn Ezra is kavana, depth, of it means you need to be able to identify with whatever it is that you're doing. And you can't identify with something if you don't understand it. The depth of identifying with something is the depth of understanding. I think sitting here this morning, for us the concept of kavana has become a lot more fleshed out. And yes, it's not as if we reach clear conclusions, but by seeing the different ways of defining kavana, the different shittos, it gives us a picture, a much bigger grasp of what kavana is, and it allows us to identify that concept. And each and every mitzvah that we do like that, each and everything we study like in depth, and we begin to understand the different sides and where it comes from, and we have a fleshed out version of it, we're able to have to identify with it. Something similar to this is a Rabbeinu Bechaya and an Akeda. This is dealing with the big day kahuna. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, why did they need Chachme Lev? Because you needed Lishma, which, as we just heard, is sort of the root of Kavana. And the people who could possibly understand, who could possibly think Lishma, who could have the Kavana of Lishma, are the people who actually understand it. So the people who made the various begodim in the Mishkan and the various kelim, they needed to have an understanding of it in all sense, the halach of it, the sod of it, the remez of it, all the aspects of it, in order that they be able to do it lishma. If you don't know what you're doing, you can't possibly be mechaven. The Akeda, who was a late Rishon, he was towards the end of the Spanish era, and he describes it. He says, there are different levels of kavana in doing a mitzvah. He says, people who do it by rote are really outsiders. And even if you're yotze the halacha, okay, you're yotze the halacha, but you really are an outsider. He says, people who do it because they know it's the right thing to do, and Hashem wants it, it's a step further than that, but it's still not what ought to be. And he says the people who omnom ala maskilim behem, the people who have understanding, ala der shamarnu, heim asher yeilu lahem tamid kol mitzvos zos haTorah. They're the one that the mitzvahs really hit home. Ubeprinosam yaviz ziruzam yada ledoros. And he says that, first of all, the real impact of a mitzvah is to the person who gets it and understands it. And then he adds a second half to it. He says the people who get it and understand it, even when we don't have the actual mitzvah around, like Karbanis, like the Mishkan, like the Beis HaMikdash, like all of the mitzvahs we're missing, Taras, and so on, they still have it, because they have the content of the mitzvah. For those people, he says, those mitzvahs never really became batel. Yes, we know that until we actually do it, we don't have it fully, but at least we have some sort of sense of it. So I guess to complement, when we ask ourselves about doing things with kavana, focus is important, and that's obvious. Emotion is extremely important, but all of that, until we don't actually have an understanding, is not going to be of help. An understanding is not absolute. It's not, there is one understanding and you read the understanding and so on. Understanding is something that is continuous. Hashem is infinite, so the understandings will always develop. That's not going to, it's not going to stop at any point. We can't understand everything at once, but what happens is we understand what we can, we think about it, and then we're capable of understanding more. and so on. It's really a never-ending process, like the Ebenezer says. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, says, I've just begun. So Be'ez Hashem, you know, I hopefully one of the things that a day like this does is we hope it's the appetizer, not the cherry on this service. It should be something that should help us want to be able to tackle many, many more sugyas and learning it to whatever level we can. And understanding that that's a critical piece and being able to connect to it, also emotionally, also with focus, but understanding it is the first step towards that. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoked to that.
Just a few announcements.